Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sri Lanka beat Afghanistan by 68 runs to claim the gold medal in the Asian Games men's cricket competition in South Korea. Lahiru Thirumani led his side to victory in the 2020 competition as his bowlers put up an excellent defence of a score of 131 all out. Afghanistan were dismissed for just 65 after Thirumani had top scored for Sri Lanka with 57. Defending champions Bangladesh beat Hong Kong by 27 runs to take the bronze medal, while Pakistan beat Bangladesh to win the women's gold, with Sri Lanka claiming bronze by beating China. The West Indies Cricket Board selection panel has named a 14-strong women's squad to tour Australia to play four one-day and four 2020 internationals. The tour begins with a brace of 2020 games against a Cricket Australia 11 in Canberra on the 21st and 22nd of October, and another warm-up match against New South Wales on the 28th. All 14 players included in this squad played during their most recent series against New Zealand, except fast bowler Sabrina Munro, who has been handed a recall. Natasha McLean has been left out from the ODI squad that beat New Zealand 4-0. The Pakistan Cricket Board has revealed that 8 out of 10 players who were recently reported for bowling with a suspected illegal action will all be assessed later this month. 10 players were reported during the recent domestic 2020 competition, including international rounder Sohaib Maqsood. He'll be tested at a later date due to his involvement with the national team as they prepare to host Australia, and another player, Attaula, has already been assessed. The PCB's Illegal Bowling Actions Review Committee confirmed that Naya Abbas, Junaid Zia, Usman Malik and Kudum Shahzad will be assessed at the National Cricket Academy on the 8th of October. The following day, Faraz Ahmed Khan, Jahanzeb Khan, Muzamil Taseem and Nadeem Javed will be assessed.